This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all. So you're a tough guy.
Just one bad guy?
I thought we're all bad guys.
There's three of us.
Oh. You tell Adam
I'm
to
not a bad guy. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah. You're not even allowed to go to the grocery store. Shut up.
I know, that's true. That's a good thing.
Oh, okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Off the Hook Radio for April 20th.
2020.
Thank you, Baba. We have another special sound effect for today.
Oh, we do?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah, we do. That's right.
You forgot again.
No, I hit the wrong button. I did.
I hit the wrong button. Dumbass. Dumbass. Jesus Christ.
I pushed it.
That's the one.
I know.
Eventually. Oh, that's better.
Ah. Yes, it is April 20th, or as it's known in Weedville, 420.
The best day.
The best day. And for those of you in Rio Lindo who don't know, it's 420 is weed because that's basically the time kids were out of school, got home, and got to get high.
Is that why they came up with that?
That's where they came up with that, yeah.
That's not what I heard.
That's the rumor I heard.
The rumor I heard was that was the police call for someone smoking pot, someone who committed a 420.
Oh, okay. I like mine better.
Yeah, yours is okay, too.
Fuck the pigs. No. Not on... Well, don't fuck the pigs, except for on that. On that subject, I have a different opinion. But weed parties aren't breaking out in every city park today because of the social distancing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They couldn't do their big smoke-ups everywhere.
No, but we hope you are doing your part. You know, we hope you left out cookies for Willie Nelson because, you know, he could still drop by. There's 2 hours left. And we also hope you're Lysol wiping your bong before and after sharing. You know, and I got to throw something in here for the other thing. But today is one of my good friends, Chad Kitchen's birthday. And his last name is very close to my real last name. And it's only like a letter or so apart. And so anytime we're on a poker
Kitchen?
Yeah. Anytime we're on a poker thing, you know, hit alphabetical listings, we're always right together and stuff. And we're good friends, and I call him my brother. And the reason that it's funny that I call him my brother is he is my brother in my heart. But it would be a little difficult for him to be my brother biologically because Chad is quite African American. I don't give a flying fuck. But the cute story I want to tell, and I might have told this a year or two ago, but it bears repeating, is we call each other brothers all the time. We got Mom's favorite t-shirts and stuff, and you know, and we always make jokes, you know, at the poker table if he wins a hand. I say that's only because Mom likes you better because you're the youngest and, you know, shit like that. So we're joking around. And one day, this guy, obviously a partial redneck or a full redneck, I'm not sure, can't judge, but he's at least a partial, didn't understand us talking about being brothers. And he said, there's no way you guys are brothers. And I looked at him and feigned my shock face, which obviously is the reason I'm a better poker player than him, because he believed me. And I said, of course we're brothers. What the hell? Can't you see the resemblance? He goes, he's black, you're white. There's no resemblance. I said, I'm black too. He goes, no, you're not. I said, I am from the waist down. And the guy's jaw just dropped open. I said, don't worry, dude. It's a recessive gene. And the fucking table just lost it. I mean, they just cracked up. Chad had tears in his eyes. He's laughing so hard. But this asshole just was like, you know, he had absolutely no comeback, which is what happens when you get into a war of words with a half-wit. So, anyway, I just thought I'd repeat that in honor of Chad's birthday, who was, you know, he was born on the best friggin' day to be born on. Party!
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my son's friends was born on April 15th.
Oh, the worst day.
Yeah.
5 days off of being perfect.
Yeah, unless it's this year.
So anyway, since it is 420, I would just remind you guys out there, remember that lady that was in quarantine holding up the Coors Light can at her front door?
Yes.
Behind the screen door and with a sign saying she needs more beer? Well, she's a 93-year-old in Pennsylvania, and she got her wish. A local distributor gave her 150 cans, so that's they were 12 packs expanded to 15 packs, so they sent her over 10 mini cases to cheer her up, and there's pictures all over social media about these cans stacked on her front door and stuff, and I thought that was a great story. It's good PR for the company.
Oh, yeah, it's good PR.
And so she's 93. She's stuck at home. Let her drink.
Well, so if I hold a sign on my window that says need weed, will the local weed people come and just drop
off?
Well,
I'm getting to that. The point is, you know, we're going to talk about the excesses of government here, but I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that my buddy in the Go-To Guys, the band that I post up every Friday night when they play a free concert for everybody that's stuck at home, he had to go down to Maryland. He lives, you know, he's in Pennsylvania, south central Pennsylvania, and he had to go down to I guess it's Emmitsburg, just across the line, about 6 miles across the Maryland line, and that's where we used to go get beer when we were in high school, because the drinking age was 18 down there, and as long as you were 16, they sold you whatever. Now you get hard liquor at 18 down there. He had to go down there to get booze because Governor Wolf has shut down the friggin' booze. He didn't even let you drink. He makes you stuck at home. He's got some of the most draconian stay-home measures in the whole country.
Yeah, but hasn't...
And he took away booze.
Yeah, but hasn't... aren't they going to override that? Isn't the House and the Senate or whatever they're going
to... They did override it. Both chambers passed an override to his things, and he vetoed it.
Oh, I didn't get the update on that. I didn't realize he vetoed
power,
it.
Power mad mother effer. So anyway, in terms of that story... today, of course, being 420, we have a copycat older lady all over social media. I don't know if you guys have seen this yet. It's great. She's standing at her front door holding a well-smoked doobie. It's down near the end. She just about needs a roach clip. And she has a sign saying, need more weed. And I love America. This is it's great, man. I hope somebody drops off a quarter pound for her, for God's sakes.
If they do, okay. I'm going to try it, too.
Oh, I don't even know what state she's in. I didn't find that out.
Confusion.
Ah, well, who cares? She's happy. She's sitting there watching her game shows, you know, reruns of Family Feud and crap, and she's buzzed.
And probably think it's live.
Leave her the fuck alone. That's all I got to say about that. But these protests that we just mentioned, they're ramping up considerably since last week. Although I will mention that Georgia, my neighbor to the north, is going to be inundated next week because Georgia on Friday is opening hair salons and gyms. Okay? Every woman in America needs their freaking hair colored or cut or dyed or curled.
Whatever they do.
Yeah, whatever the hell they do to it, they spend all that money on. And all the younger people, you know, I haven't been to the gym. I can't go to the gym. Well, the gyms will be open in Georgia.
Yep.
So good for you, Georgia. Good on you. I like that. Now, you're not completely safe in Georgia because Stacey Whipple Abrams still lives there. You know, she still thinks she's governor. But the draconian measures taken, and mostly legally, it seems. I've been looking into this and trying, you know, these people are mad, but, you know, these governors. Once there's a state of emergency approved by the federal government, these governors have crazy ass power.
All control.
Yep. And I don't like that, you know, but these declarations of under the state of emergency thing are bringing out what I consider to be the real American spirit, the spirit of personal liberty, rugged individualism, and freedom of speech. Of course, on Facebook, freedom of speech is whatever Zuckerberg decides it is when he's talking to Steffi Stephanopoulos on Good Morning America. I sent you guys an article about that, but Zuckerberg says that Facebook will now ban lockdown protesters. Now, I know he owns the company and shit, but you know, the only reason he can do that is because of that stupid exemption that Congress gave to these social media platforms a number of years ago. And believe me, if that thing doesn't go after this is over,
I doubt it will.
I'm going to have a problem.
Well, why would it?
Well, he's going to have to give a hell of a lot more money to Republicans in Congress, and you know that'll irritate him.
That's okay. It's business. He doesn't give a shit who he gives money to.
Probably not. Yeah. But he's already banned event pages for protests planned in California, Tennessee, and New Jersey. Yeah, New Jersey, where the moron governor went on Tucker last week and said, Tucker asked him about violating the Bill of Rights, you know, with these draconian lockdown orders that he has. And he says, oh, the Bill of Rights? Oh, well, that's above my pay grade. I'm like, you moron. You're the sworn duly elected governor of the most densely populated state in America, New Jersey. And you think upholding the Constitution is above your pay grade? I say resign now, asshole. But yeah, Zuckerberg's shutting this crap down. And conservatives online and offline are furious about this move. And it goes to the freedom of speech thing. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But these protests that happened today, a big one in Pennsylvania and another big one in Missouri. The Pennsylvania one, oh my God, the media is shitting themselves. There were people walking around with guns. Carrying guns. Signs that said free PA and tyranny kills. And reopen Pennsylvania. Let America work again. You know, awful, awful, horrible sentiments like that because they aren't socialists. I mean, they went absolutely nuts because some group of guys was in an old, looked like Korean War vintage army truck, you know, the kind with the canvas back, and the, you know, they would stick supplies
the
or
deuce sold. And a half,
deuce and a half. That's what it's called. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's why we have him on.
I remember those.
You're older than me, but your brain works better. Thank you. And a guy with a bandana on was looking out the back, and he had one of those military style shotguns, which are pretty fucking cool, actually. They're like auto loader shotguns,
trench guns.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're referred to as trench guns.
Trench guns.
Yeah, okay. They were used in World War I to clear trenches.
Yeah, but the new ones they have now, you can put shotgun shells in them that. Have little explosive pellets in them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they're like mini hand grenades coming out. But nah, he didn't have one of those. He just had a regular shotgun that was auto. But the media was freaking out about it, going crazy and stuff. But I would point this out to the hypocrites in the frickin' media. You know, anytime a bunch of conservatives gets together and they have guns and things, not only does nobody get shot, but when they're all done with their protest, and believe me, there aren't a lot of conservative protests because most of them actually have jobs. You know, it's just right now there's a little, they got some free time, you know. But the trash is always picked up. You never see the trash picked up at a pussy hat rally.
Nope.
It's a mess. And then in Kansas City, Missouri, the anti-lockdown protesters there faced off with counter-protesters. They had counter-protesters.
Were the counter-protesters 6 feet apart?
Actually, yes, they were standing apart, although there's one guy in the picture. If you scroll down the second picture of the counter-protesters, the third person in line is suspiciously close to the male Whipple. Look at that gut on that motherfucker. Oh, my God.
Well, he should move to Georgia so he can go to the gym.
Yeah, this guy needs to get out of Missouri. I'm telling you, he's too fat. But anyway, their signs said things like, "I'm here for the doctors, the nurses, the sick, the dying, the dead. Stay home." And the woman who was blocking traffic, her sign says, "How many lives is your haircut worth?" You know, if she'd have said hair color, she'd have probably got her ass stomped by every woman at that rally. You know, haircut's kind of gender neutral, but if she said hair color. Oh. Because, you know, that's the new hairstyle. Whatever color you used to have in gray.
I just, the big thing I worry is I hope that, you know, I know all these people want the economy reopened. They want their kids to go back to school. I mean, God, I want my kids to go back to school. I can't deal with this anymore. I want them to go back to school. But.
You going to approve a teacher raise next time it comes around?
I am most definitely approving a teacher raise.
That's the one good thing that will come out of this is teachers will get their salaries doubled.
Yes. I just, if we jump too quickly back into things and we don't have the vaccines and the testing,
you're never going to have vaccines. Don't worry about it.
Right, but if we don't, we could be playing Russian roulette.
What you're doing is you're looking for the second wave,
and it's going to happen if our governor calls it a. He's got a really good analogy. He calls it a valve. And if we open the valve too quickly, the infection rate will increase, and then we're going to have to slowly close
the
valve.
Your governor has nipple rings. I discount anything he says. He's going to be at the White House tomorrow, too. We'll see how that goes. But, you know, I fear a lot more than that. Okay, what really scares me about all this shit is a worldwide economic depression. That leads to unrest, and unrest in some countries leads to barbaric responses. You know, the whole world is not civilized, not by any stretch. And my second worry is the inconsistent science that led to this total lockdown anyway. We talked about the Santa Clara study briefly last week, and I heard Limbaugh was talking about it today, and somebody else talked about it today, and it's like, off the hook radio beat your asses by a week on this one, motherfuckers. But, they tested the antibodies in 3,300 people in Santa Clara County, California, a county of about a million people. And based on their results, the actual death rate in Santa Clara, when you do the math on it, comes out to about 0.1, between 0.4 and 0.1%. Not 3.2, not 2.5, not 4. Whatever it is in New York. It's less than 0.5%. And if we shut down the economy of the whole world and wreck everything over something that is way less virulent than we were led to believe, there's going to be a price to pay. Now, Slim, you could be absolutely right. You know, there could be rebounds in some places that open up, and that is a fear. But that's also part of the presidential task force plan. Is that if you do have rebounds, those areas have to go back to the beginning.
Correct.
And they can jump on it quickly. And I'm also excited about remdesivir, I think is how you say it, the Israeli drug. So now you got hydroxychloroquine, which no liberals will take because Trump recommended it, that all the doctors say works. And then you've got remdesivir, which has been doing fantastic in clinical trials in Israel. But the Democrats won't take that in either because they hate Israel now. So, you know, I think basically, you know, the country flips to all red.
And the other thing I'd like to point out in this whole
and don't cash Trump's check. His name's on it, bitches.
I love how in the last week and a half, you know, everyone, I said 3 weeks ago this leaked out of a lab in, you know, Wuhan somehow or got out. And you know,
Senator Tim Cotton said that on February 16th.
That didn't happen.
They murdered the man.
Yeah, and guess what? It's beginning to look like it came out of a lab in Wuhan. Not maybe, and I will say this, not necessarily on purpose. It does appear that it came out from an employee on accident.
If it was on purpose, there'd be a lot more people dead because China would have jacked it up.
Yeah. Correct.
I agree with you on that.
The thing that I think is going to burn somebody very important in our administration right now, which is Dr. Fauci, I think he's going to get burned because he's the one under the Obama administration that funded this lab in Wuhan. He got the money pushed for this lab in Wuhan. I think Dr. Fauci, he may not have a job much longer under the Trump administration. I think he's on his way out the door. As much as he is awesome at his job and he is great at what he does, he has butted heads with Trump numerous times. They don't see eye to eye. They really don't, because if it was up to Fauci, we'd be closed for six more months. I mean, that's just all there is to it, because he believes that there is going to be more of the second wave. And he just doesn't say this at the White House press conferences because he can't. He can't say that stuff there. They won't let him. But in other interviews, he has, up until he was kind of, well, what's the word that they use? They silenced him to a certain degree. You know, he can only use the specific talking points. But Fauci's the man behind this lab in Wuhan back in Obama's administration. So, but we all have these labs. I mean, it's not.
I will tell you, boys, that my brother from another mother was listening, and he thanked me.
By the way, we do have a very big breaking news story that you guys know nothing about.
Breaking news?
It is actually very breaking news.
Ooh.
The leader of North Korea is extremely sick. He underwent cardiovascular surgery, and intelligence sources are stating that he is in grave danger after the surgery, and to expect news forthcoming. So
I appreciate.
He probably died a month and a half ago.
It's probably very true. He did not attend his father's. He did not attend the celebration that they just had as well.
His father's birthday, yeah.
Correct.
Or his death. Whenever they celebrate something, but yeah. I appreciate that. And I would also tell you to look for a very similar story coming out of China, that President Xi just had emergency heart surgery, and it doesn't look like he's going to make it, because China is so fucked. They are so fucked. And in a totalitarian regime, you're only as powerful as your allies. And I think President Xi is losing a shitload over this situation. But, yeah.
Let me ask a question about that. Who's to bigger blame here? Is it China or is it the WHO?
They are.
But, I mean,
thank you, Lady Gaga.
I just think it's more the WHO that's more on the hook here, not so much China. I mean, I don't know.
China had the thing. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, well, I mean, developing biological weapons just isn't a smart idea. I understand we all do it, but that doesn't make it a smart idea. So everybody has a stupid idea. Because these things are going to get out, because nothing is 100% perfect.
Well, we do a lot. This is their level 4 virus
testing.
It doesn't matter. Lab.
Something now, will get out.
Let me make this point. We have this at Fort Detrick, Maryland, okay? And the only thing they ever got out of Fort Detrick, Maryland was when that scumbag stole some and what was that white powder they put in the
anthrax?
Anthrax. Was that what it was?
He stole
some.
Yeah, but it happens. If it didn't exist there, the guy would never have stolen it.
But
something bad can happen.
China was trying to prove that they have as good of doctors as we do, and they can cure this shit and everything else, and they're testing it and stuff. And one of the funniest things I heard today was the Chinese author, I can't think of his name. He was on Tucker earlier. I always like when he's on too, and I'm just having a brain fart on his name. I want to buy his book. Every time I see him, I want to buy his book, but I haven't yet. But he was saying that the official Chinese newspaper put out pictures to show, because their head of the Wuhan Center came out today and said, we have stringent guidelines. There's no way that came from our building. Of course he had to say that, because if he didn't say that, he'd be dead. But accompanying his protestations was the official Chinese pictures of their secure refrigeration systems, okay? And they had pictures of a couple of refrigerators. And the outside edge of your refrigerator, the rubber gasket thing that goes around the outside?
Yeah, the gasket.
They were cracked and broken. And this is in the official Chinese government propaganda. They couldn't even take a picture of a new refrigerator. They actually showed you the real ones.
It's probably made in China.
I'll tell you, somebody, that newspaper's dead tonight.
They probably are. But do either of you guys know the answer to this question? Do we know if in this lab in China, in Wuhan, were they did they already have this virus and they were testing it, or did they create it?
No.
Do we know that?
No, it's a real virus. It's been out there. There's been forms of COVID for a while.
Correct.
SARS was a form of the same virus.
Right, but somehow
20 years ago.
Somehow this variant had to have come about.
They found this quite a few
just
years
trying to
ago,
understand.
Actually.
Okay.
On this specific kind of bat that is found in southern China, not near Wuhan. Wuhan's in the center of the country. And they had those bats in this biological test center so that they could work on a cure for these diseases to show that they are preeminent in medicine over the United States.
Okay.
Is the thought from our security people, our spies, our intelligence folks. I hate to say intelligence folks because, you know, they're the same people that, you know, Clapper and Brennan were in charge of, and there's no intelligence there.
The old weapons of mass destruction.
So there's you guys you firmly believe that this actually was not a biological weapon?
It could have been manufactured.
It could have been just a crappy one if it was.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean they didn't develop it. So let's throw this gene in over here and see what happens.
In order to avoid nuclear holocaust, I prefer to go with it was an accidental release.
Oh, well, absolutely. I agree with you, too.
Because if it wasn't, fuck.
But, you know, there has been some articles that have showed that there is HIV DNA in this virus. I've seen numerous, not just, you know, I'm not talking New York Post or New York Times. I've seen scientific journals.
I also articles. Scientific journals say it comes out. It can be passed on by farting.
Well, you know.
So you know,
you're right.
There's a lot of stuff out there. I just, you know, none of us are scientists or doctors. So we're just,
now let's ask.
We're
this
just
question.
Trying to apply common sense to this stuff. That's all
right.
We can.
Do either of you have anybody that you personally know, not a Facebook friend, but somebody that you actually know that has COVID-19 at this point?
Not that I'm aware of.
Potentially.
You might.
Yeah, I've got two family members that both work in the medical field. One's a nurse and one's a respiratory therapist, and they're deep in the middle of this whole thing with dead bodies piling up around. And one of them may have had it.
May have.
Not bad enough to be hospitalized or anything.
Well, that's our whole point about this percentage thing is that it looks like it will turn out that the vast majority of people infected never knew they were.
Oh,
well, right. Correct.
Well, never get sick enough.
Well, but it just depends
on... The problem is that where they are... They will not test hospital personnel because if they test hospital personnel and they test positive,
they got to get rid of them.
Have to send them
quarantine
home,
them.
Right? So they don't test them.
All right. Well, I just as a public service announcement, I would like to let you know that if you live in one of these draconian states or draconian cities, the new number to report neighbors getting fresh air or having human connection is 1-800. I'm a Nazi. It's easier to remember that than the actual numbers. So
I was
1-800. I'm a Nazi.
I was instructed by my county executive this weekend on Saturday to actually call the police on people that.
Oh yeah, you told me about that. Yeah.
I was in Walmart and I was just hot because I mean nobody was following. I mean there was people with masks, yes, but there was many people without masks. In New York State, you have to have a mask. And they are supposed to enforce this policy. You're not supposed to even be in the store without a mask. Well, the guy at the door, he don't give two shits.
But it was the up and down aisle thing.
Up and down aisle thing, because you're only supposed to go one way. So every time that somebody was going the wrong way, I made sure that they knew they did not know how to read. And
gee, Slim, what did you say to them?
I just told them that they didn't know how to read, and I was very nasty about it. And the one guy told me to fuck off, but, you know, I made sure he knew he didn't know how to read. So... And it's just, so I actually got on Facebook from the middle of Walmart, and I sent a message to my county executive, and he responded within a matter of 3 minutes, because I am in his best, you know, his contacts. And he responded and said, I suggest that you get off Facebook with me right now and hang up and call the sheriff's department and report them, which I did not do, because at that point, I didn't want to have to.
Well, along those lines, since you're in New York, let me bring up Mayor de Blasio.
Oh, the asshole? Cool.
Yeah, Mayor de Blasio has a hotline where you can text pictures of people that aren't social distancing. So, you know, 1-800, I'm a Nazi, and de Blasio too busy to take phone calls. He just says text the picture. Now, I saw Melissa Francis earlier tonight, because I think Tucker was the only thing I watched other than the press conference today, because I just try to stay away from the news. I'm like, it's Monday, I should be watching the news. We got to do a show tonight. And I'm like, screw it, I'm tired of watching the news. But I always watch Trump because I like it when the press becomes total assholes, and he bitch smacks him. But Melissa Francis was on. If you remember, she's on the Fox Business Channel. She's the woman who used to be on Little House on the Prairie. She's grown up to be a really, really smart woman, and she said that she had texted to the mayor's hotline about the problem on the subway. Because the homeless people have moved off the streets of New York and onto the subway since hardly anybody's on them anymore. But the people who are on the subway are the hospital workers. Okay, they're using the subway to get to and from work every day, and they're helping people in the state that's hardest hit by far of any other state. And like CB was saying, you know, the people that are in the healthcare industry getting infected and stuff, they're putting their asses out there for us, you know. And so they blew her off. So she took a picture of homeless people on the subway near some nurses and folks who were using it and sent that in. And they blew her off again. And she speculated that the reason de Blasio wasn't interested in the homeless people is because he's fined 247 people in the last 2 days up to $1,000 for not social distancing properly.
I'm okay with this.
So, you're okay with finding $1,000?
I'm not
okay with the homeless people being on the subways with our medical professionals.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not either.
Trying to save lives.
No. I'm okay with anybody who is, if they have put a law in effect that requires you to social distance or not gather in more than 10 people or wear a face mask.
Okay.
And you're not following this law at this point in time, I am ready for them to start giving people fines. Because whether this is a hoax or not a hoax, or it's not as bad as it is or it isn't, it's still a law. I mean, it's a decree. It's an executive order. It's an executive order, which we do have to follow at this point. I mean, and if
because we're under the state of emergency. That's why I said earlier, unfortunately, this shit is mostly legal.
Right, and I think what de Blasio is doing, he needs to follow up on it. You know, it is, you're correct, but at this point in time, if you have people that are not following these procedures, and there's groups. I mean, look at the church now. What was it in Georgia where he still had, you know, church service with thousands of, you know, people, and he ended up getting arrested because he, you know, you got to follow the rules. I mean, we didn't have the deaths and the cases because we did what we were supposed to do. We social distanced and we flattened the curve. If we had social distanced, we wouldn't have flattened at this point. We would still be skyrocketing. But
there's an argument on the other side too that the flattening the curve crap was just to keep the medical system from completely collapsing with inundation of numbers of sick people that were on that early projection, which was total bullshit. Okay, New York City is the hardest hit in the country, and they had no problems with beds. They didn't have to use the extra 5,000, 4,000 beds Trump provided for them. I'll give you an example in Florida. Florida, we've got 770-some deaths from coronavirus, which is 770-some too many, obviously. But almost all of them are over Miami-Dade and Broward counties on the East Coast. And Governor DeSantis was on, and he was talking about allowing mayors in areas like Jacksonville, where they've hardly got any cases up there, but they're averaged less than 20 a day during their peak. I mean, and for a city that size, that's nothing compared to, you know, other areas, to open their beaches as long as they maintain social distancing and stuff, and people were freaking out. Florida's crazy. But DeSantis also pointed out in that same press conference that the media conveniently didn't pay attention to, that even in the hardest hit part of Florida, Miami-Dade and Broward, 42% of ICU beds are available, and 44% of all hospital beds are available. This is in the hardest part. Now, you come over here to my side of the state, in the Tampa side, and I'll bet you the numbers are in the mid-90s
available.
Because we don't have any cases over here, number one. And number two, everything's shut down. You know, I was supposed to have wrist surgery 11 days ago. God only knows when I'm going to have it.
Right, but just rewind.
Can't go see my dentist.
Rewind 45 to 50 days, because actually New York State's first case was 51 days ago today. So let's rewind 45 to 51 days, okay, and say that not a single governor had done anything, okay? We played this out like it was the flu, okay? Right. Now we are finding out that it is a little bit more of a serious disease.
It is if you have an underlying health condition.
Correct. It is much more. So if we didn't, if 45 days ago, all 50 governors says, "Oh fuck it, we're not gonna. It's the flu. We're not gonna do anything about it." We would have seen this possible huge number that they did predict.
Maybe.
But even if we didn't see the high number, we would have seen the low, which was what? Still 750,000. We would have seen
the great way to end this story about the Blasio. Is that it's my understanding that his little text number for reporting fellow New Yorkers is receiving mostly pictures of people holding up their middle finger and dick pics.
Ah, yeah, there you go. Dick pics. We'll love it.
God bless you, America. Even New York, the most liberal city in the country, is pissed off at this socialist asshole.
Well, Slim, would you like to get in the last word about the Blasio?
Send your dick pic in, Slim. That'll scare the shit out of him.
He is an asshole.
Okay.
But I do.
Nope, that's the end of the conversation.
I commend his program. I'm for it, but he is an asshole.
But like me, do you blame Karen for all this shit? I think this is all Karen's fault.
I don't even know who Karen is.
I know a Karen.
I don't know any Karens.
It's a social media thing. Don't worry about
Actually,
it.
Actually, I knew a girl whose last name was Karen, except it was spelled differently.
K-A-R-Y-N.
Now, change the subject.
C-O-R-O-N. No, C-A-R-O-N.
Oh, my God. Parents should be shot.
That was her last name.
Last name. She had no choice.
Oh, that's okay. And that's like, well, then you don't want to mess her, because that's like carrion. You know, she'll come down and peck your dead body. We at Off the Hook Radio are exploring.
That would have been fine.
We're exploring switching from Skype to transport our show to our server. To the new rage Zoom. And so basically we're going from Microsoft, who kisses China's ass, to Eric Yuan, a Chinese-American dude who invented Zoom, so I don't see any difference there. But I don't want these kind of Zoom errors cropping up on the Off the Hook Radio. This would just be a little bit too much for us to handle, I believe. Although, knowing us, we would just probably laugh our asses off at it. In Indiana, this is all sure the rage Zoom thing. I mean, hell, the White House is using Zoom and everybody. Something unexpected popped up during last Friday's virtual meeting of the Indiana Election Commission on the Zoom online video platform. An unidentified participant took over the single screen shared among all the commission members and numerous state and county election officials and members of the media and used it to display a video of a man jerking off.
Nice.
A steady orange and black logo located beside the steadily moving image. That would be Pornhub, would it not?
Yes.
Okay.
Steadily
moving. We got another story coming up on that one in a minute. Said the recording originated from one of the most visited free porno websites on the internet. It ran for approximately 1 minute before the manager of the commission's online service was able to switch it off and remove the perpetrator from the virtual meeting.
Which just means their IT guy sucks, because they could have had that off in 10 seconds.
But this is a new practice, okay? You've heard of photo bombing.
This is Zoom bombing.
This is Zoom bombing. Outsiders using the video platform screen sharing feature to display graphic content to invited conference participants. It's become more prevalent as public and private meetings across the United States have moved online due to the coronavirus pandemic. So there you go. There's another thing we can blame on Karen, the jerking off thing at the official election commission meeting in Indiana.
Yeah.
And so just Karen's so ugly it made her husband beat off. Is that it?
No, Karen's just a jerk.
And an update to the Zoom thing.
Yes.
Zoom did actually fix this so that nobody can Zoom bomb anymore. The host of the meeting now actually has to automatically accept each individual person into the meeting, which was not the case in the version up until this point.
Well, this one was somebody actually at the meeting who did it on purpose.
There's nothing you can do there, but there has been numerous cases of Zoom bombing where people just...
You mean somebody at the meeting did that on purpose?
Yeah, if we're doing off-the-hook radio on Zoom in a couple of months, and all of a sudden Pornhub things start popping up our Scream CB, we know who did it.
Yeah, but will we care?
No.
All right. I know you won't if it's Bridget the Midget.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
And one other last Jersey.
Dylan's going to do that. I know he is.
A lot of educators.
I'll hate him forever.
That's why we love him.
Hate him forever.
A lot of educators aren't allowed to use the Zoom. All the New York City school teachers were taking Zoom away. They weren't allowed to use it.
It's something to do with privacy.
No. It's something to do with privacy. It doesn't have the privacy stuff in their privacy policy that the school district will allow them to use. They've had to go to other platforms.
Okay.
But Zoom is a very popular, it's an awesome platform.
Well, we've got another thing here, and I feel remiss because we haven't done our health segment in quite a while.
We talk about coronavirus every week.
Well, this is serious. We want to correct our error here because we try to do health stories when we can. We try to help the police when we can. And in this case, I think we want to do both because we could have had this last week and I forgot to put it in. The police departments want America to be reminded that when you go out to check your mailbox during the lockdown, you need to wear pants. Okay, this specifically came out of Tiny Town, Maryland. I've been there. I know where it is. There's a couple.
The pajamas count?
As long as you got pants.
Yeah, okay. as long as the one button's buttoned, you know.
Okay.
But police are out there helicoptering.
Yeah, police are reminding residents you need to wear pants when checking your mailbox. Put your pants on, and the police also stated, you know who you are. This is your final warning.
I usually have my pajama pants and my bathrobe on.
It's a dumb story, but I loved it.
I can't imagine who would actually go out to their mailbox with no pants.
I do. I wear these little jockey sleeping shorts, and they're basically loose underwear.
But is it just that? Do you have a t-shirt on at least? Well, then it looks like shorts. At least you have a. I mean, these are probably people that are just going out with nothing.
Are they naked?
I'm bouncing.
Well, it doesn't say you have to wear clothes. It doesn't say you can't go out naked. It just says you have to wear pants.
Hey, you can put them on your head.
Yeah, that.
But going back to the other subject that we just mentioned,
pants.
Well, speaking of not having pants on.
Oh, okay.
Too many landlords have been watching Pornhub lately, and this story actually isn't funny, but we're going to try because that's what we do. Landlords are apparently targeting vulnerable tenants to solicit sex in exchange for rent, advocates say. Now, if you've ever been on any porn site, what is this, like maybe 10% of the...
Oh, yeah, there's all sorts of realities.
Yeah, it's like, you know, what the real estate person did to sell the house or, you know, what the landlord did instead of evicting the girl.
It's either that or shoplifters.
Yep, the shoplifter. You come in the back office and they bang you over the counter and you don't...
You guys are watching too much of this shit lately.
I heard.
Okay, that's what you heard. But apparently some landlords are taking advantage of this. They're soliciting sexual favors in lieu of rent payments from economically vulnerable tenants, according to advocates. So when it says according to advocates, it generally means it's not that big a problem.
Someone just wants to make it a big problem.
Yeah. Kara Jabola Carolus, executive director of the Hawaii State Commission on the Status of Women, said her office has received more reports of landlords sexually harassing their tenants in the last 2 weeks and it had in the last 2 years. Now, basically, that means I think she's received, 10 reports about 9 landlords. So there wasn't 10 of these things in the last 2 years. Now there's been 10 in the last couple of weeks. So landlord coercion has always been a reality, but we've never seen anything like this. The coronavirus creates perfect conditions for landlords who want to do this because not only are people being instructed to stay home, but the virus has added the economic stress with people losing their jobs, especially in Hawaii, which is driven by tourism.
So is it really that big of a deal? Okay, so I'm the landlord, and you know, this, you're Justine is my you're you know, she's my tenant, and she can't pay her rent, and I just nicely go up and say, hey, you know, you can't pay your rent, you want to go, you know, sack up for the night. I mean, I guess it's not a
my
big
daughter's
deal.
Gay.
I know that, but I'm just
her
saying
answer would be
I
no guess, effing but, way.
But I know, but I guess it's one thing to just ask once.
Put that ugly thing away.
Say, no. But if you're, you know, going to force them to do it to pay their rent, that's wrong.
Yeah, well, apparently, see, I went through the
wrong
whole
asking.
Story here.
And it's wrong to ask.
Yeah, it's wrong to even ask. I will agree with CB on that one. But basically, there aren't any of these complaints where they said that anybody was forced to do anything.
They were just propositioned.
Yes. So in the Me Too movement, if you're a landlord, you're rich. You know, even though you're not, but you're supposed to be rich. So even suggesting something like that is horrible. But then again, they can nominate a guy for president who's a friggin' groping pedophile. But, you know, that's all right. That's all right. We're not allowed to mention that.
You know, remember that he's a groping pedophile?
All three major news organizations have not mentioned it once yet. And even the New York Times, who's very liberal, when they mentioned it, they immediately scrubbed the story because the Biden campaign complained. So they mentioned it, and then they unmentioned it.
But it's still there somewhere.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a woman in court about what he did to her. So, you know, we'll see what happens. And our stupid criminal of the week. Got to get to this one.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Of course they're from Florida.
Of course.
Because that's where most of the stupid criminals seem to be.
I don't understand that.
I don't either, but...
Because you're all old. Well, not all of you.
But... These people aren't old. But our stupid criminals of the week do not have coronavirus. They do have Trump derangement syndrome. And are really shitty parents to boot. And, like I said, of course, they're from Florida. A Florida couple, both doctors. Doctors. They're both gynecologists. They have two children. A baby.
I wonder if they talk shop at home.
Like a 4 or 5 year old. I don't know. I want to get that T-shirt that said I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll take a look. I decided, nah, that's a little too much. But you know, I would crack up when it came, but I would never have the guts to wear it anywhere. but these guys were out on a walk with their how old's their oldest kid? 5 or maybe 5 years old. I'm guessing. I might find it again in a minute. And the other one's a baby. The father was carrying the baby. And they came across a flagpole in a neighbor's yard as they were walking by, and he had a Trump 2020 sign up at the top of the flagpole. This is in Santa Rosa County, Florida. And what they did was, while their children were pleading with them to stop committing the crime, they got a ladder. He went up high enough to unhook the flag, brought it down, and stole it, being cheered on by his wife. The doctor, the male doctor's name is Jeffrey Michael Frasch, and his wife is Laura Ann Webb Frasch. They were both arrested in connection with the April 7th theft of the flag and damage to the flagpole, which totaled about $700. They are gynecologists, and they work at different hospitals in the area. The two doctors rode up to the they rode up to it in a golf cart. They weren't even walking. They were riding around on a golf cart, the little assholes, and were spotted on the home security system. As they produced, they brought their own ladder. So so this is premeditated. They went out to do this. And they went up the thing, removed the flag, and the children were crying. The boy said, "Don't do it. You're going to go to jail." However, his parents were seemingly too blinded by partisan politics to reason with a small child and decided to take the flag. As the flag came down and the ladder was tossed to the side, the wife could not hold her excitement. "Yes, baby, yes," she shouted, waving her arm. Yeah, so she, you know, her husband was getting laid that night. But because there was nothing that turns on TDS people like stealing a Trump sign.
I just got to break in. We have a report now. NBC reporter Katie Turr does say that Kim Jong is brain dead, but she's citing this out of abundance of caution.
Well, he was brain dead years ago.
I was going to say, how do you know?
Yeah, do you know?
just throwing this in here. Sorry.
That's right. The physician parents were possessed with so much Trump hatred that they stole a senior citizen's Trump flag with their kids in tow. And the little boys, you can hear them on the video, begging them to stop. So apparently two medical degrees lack the decency and common sense of a child. That's pretty effing sad. Let's see. We got two other health tips. Two quickies. One, if you're in what country, CB? Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe, yes.
Yeah, if you're in Zimbabwe and you're down by the little river, you know, washing your clothes or getting some gross water to go back and use for cooking or cleaning or whatever, and you take your little children with you, and you look over and a crocodile has your young son's head in its mouth.
Ugh.
What is the recourse there, CB?
I would run.
No.
Nice. I can always make another one.
Oh, you're cold, man. This is a mother with a mother's instinct. What did
all
she
do? All right, fine. She attempts to save her small child by wrestling the alligator viciously.
No.
Or she sticks her fingers up its nose.
There you go. She jumped on the crocodile. It was a crocodile.
Whatever.
Jump on the crocodile's back and put her fingers up the crocodile's nostrils. Because she was, as she said in the article, she was taught as a young child that when they can't breathe through their nose, they get weak. And she stuck her fingers up the nose. The crocodile's jaw relaxed. Her son got out. She grabbed her son and ran. She said, I was taught this when I was a young child. Now, I don't want to live somewhere where I have to know how to rescue somebody's head from a crocodile.
You do live in Florida, you know.
We have alligators.
Yeah, well, okay, fine. I wonder if it works. Does it work on alligators? Do we know?
I don't want to find out.
Okay.
I saw my first snake about a week ago. Yeah, I got that conservation area behind.
Did that cobra finally make it to your house?
Nah, it was just a black rat snake. I went and looked it up. It didn't look like it was poisonous. Didn't have the diamond shape head or anything, but you know, it was.
You don't want to find out.
It was curled in and around the fence where the dogs go. So I just hit it with a broom and let it scurry off. And then went in to look it up to see if I was being brave or just a normal doggy deity. And apparently, I wasn't being brave. It was no big deal. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that too, because you know, I was like maybe a 6 foot snake, not real fat. It wasn't even a half the size of that one that landed on my head before we did that Off the Hook show when I still lived up in Pennsylvania. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
I'd gone outside to have a smoke right before the show, and apparently on the little trim ledge above the French doors, this gigantic fucking snake was sitting up there.
Gigantic snake. When I say 6 inches long.
Oh my god, no, this bitch was probably 5 inches or 4 inches in circumference. I mean, it was huge. Had to have been 8 or 9 foot long. Biggest one I'd ever seen. I saw lots of snakes up in Pennsylvania. And the bit when I closed the door, it jarred him and he landed right on my head and neck. You know, talk about wetting your freaking drawers. Holy shit. So our other health tip of the week is if you're old and your friends in France want to take you out for a surprise birthday gift, and that's the birthday gift is flying in a Mirage jet. That sounds like a pretty cool birthday gift, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure. The Russians do that too with a MiG-21.
There you go. The problem is the employees of his firm, this guy was the boss. They organized this joyride in the Dassault Rafale B jet as a treat, but he didn't know, or they didn't know him as well as they thought, because he gets there and he figures out what they arranged and he started getting really stressed and he was scared shitless, but all his employees are there and he's the boss, so even though his heart was beating like hell, he got in the plane. And investigator knows he was in full tachycardia before the flight. It's recorded heart rate because they put that shit on you. Was going between 136 and 142 beats a minute. And he was just sitting there. Okay? But he went through with the ride. And it was a three-plane training exercise as a passenger. And the plane has a max speed of 870 miles an hour. So when the jet was 2,500 feet above the ground, and for a jet, that isn't very far up. It was just, the pilot was really just beginning its climb. The passenger panicked, and he reached for something to hold on to. That hold on to was the ejector seat button. The 64-year-old man flew from the fighter jet, and he hadn't securely attached his helmet, which went flying into midair. So he comes down.
You would think they would check that.
The parachute did open, and he came down the field near the German border. And
if it landed in Germany, can you imagine?
It's an invasion the other way.
Yeah, really. We finally invited Germany.
The pilot did manage to land the plane safely, despite suffering minor facial injuries during the ordeal. And the passenger was taken to a nearby hospital after the flight. I assume somebody in that group that arranged this was fired on Monday. Yes, sir.
You got to say hi to the kids.
Hey, Wesley. Hey, LJ. Don't listen.
Hello, Justine. He was only kidding.
I know.
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh, that's all right. It was just
a
name.
It was just the name. I wasn't. Yeah. I know.
Pick a different name then.
Good night.
You'll put on a roller derby helmet and do an LJ on him.
Why?